This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Let's welcome tonight's guest. This anchor always floats my boat. Host of Fox News at Night, Trace Gallagher. She'll go anywhere that men are showering for an interview. Former NFL sideline reporter Michelle Tafoya. She lives on cloud nine because clouds 1 through 8 evicted her. New York Times bestselling author and Fox News contributor Kat Toom. And when he puts his foot down, someone gets a new swimming pool. New York Times bestselling author, comedian, and former NWA world champion Tyrus. You know, Trace, you look great, by the way.
Thank you, Greg. I appreciate that.
You're the second best looking guy at Fox.
What? You know it's me.
So, you know, we can make fun of all this DEI stuff when it's in, like, gender studies, but when you hear teaching hospital, that kind of scares me.
The plagiarism thing really is baffling, though, because there's been so many cases of it, and every case has a different excuse. I mean, they won't say the word plagiarism. Fabrication, sure. Falsified, sure. Because, you know, in America today, you can lie and cheat. It's totally fine. But if you plagiarize, you are in big trouble. We have heard every excuse except, no, it wasn't plagiarism. I was just retweeting something.
Yeah, or repurposing.
Repurposing something. So it's crazy, and it's so easy now. You just go on the internet, and you lift it, and you go. When you and I were younger, plagiarism was work. You had to go to the library.
Tell me about
it. To steal it, right? You had to go to the library, you had to lift it, and you had to do work, and now it's so easy.
When I would go to the library and plagiarize from, like, a book, I would have to go everywhere, every library, and take that book out so nobody could find out.
And buy all the others.
I had 4,000 copies of The Catcher in the Rye. Yeah. I just made that up, Michelle. You know what's interesting? So Trace brings up this plethora of plagiarism. I believe so they're finding it in these DEI experts, but I think it's caused by DEI, because when you elevate individuals who aren't as qualified, plagiarism is necessary to appear competent. They need to find it somewhere else.
Well, it's publish or perish when you're at a university, right? And so I think they just regurgitate a lot of this. You asked an important question. Is there any original thought at Harvard? Does the name Roland Fryer ring a bell to you?
Oh, yes.
The economist, black economist, winner. He was the youngest African-American ever tenured at Harvard. He was doing incredible research. The problem was his research, A, was original, and B, it didn't fit the narrative.
Right.
He did some research that showed that blacks and Hispanics are not more likely to be shot by police.
I remember this.
This got everybody's panties in a bunch, if you will forgive me for saying that. And so no one liked that, and he's black, so they were like, he's kind of going against the grain here. Well, cut to some trumped-up sexual harassment charges against him, and what do you know? The university says, you know what, you need some sensitivity training.
Yeah.
But a small panel, including Claudine Gay and Larry Bobo, another black social studies professor, said, no, that's not enough. We're suspending you for 2 years without pay, and you will never teach students at this university again, and your lab is gone. So now this guy is still with Harvard, and he still does some writing. But this guy was a brilliant, brilliant economist. And people think that what happened to him at Harvard was absolutely a travesty. Yep. So here you have a brilliant black economist, young, up-and-coming superstar, and they ruined him.
Yeah, because he didn't toe the line.
Right.
He must have been happy to see the news, to see old Claudine Gay hoisted on her own petard. I just came up with that. I think that's what it means. You know, I really don't know what that means. Kat, you know, I was thinking, and I do that sometimes, why don't they come up with a new identity box and just call it plagiarist?
Ooh.
And that way, when you're caught, you can say, wait, I'm a non-binary person of color plagiarist. And you go, oh, geez, I'm sorry, I didn't know.
Right.
Do you think that's a good idea, Kat?
No.
Okay.
I don't. I thought it was interesting that the diversity chief, the plagiarism, and that came from an anonymous source.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Claudine Gay?
Ooh.
Just to start a conspiracy theory.
I like that.
Maybe she was like, you're all going down with me.
Mm-hmm.
I was also very confused by the plagiarizing your husband's work. I don't think that's possible.
Yeah.
Because you're married, so it's all half. But,
that's funny.
But also, it was actually a paper from a paper they wrote together. So what she did is she kind of repurposed it as a new paper.
Mm. Yep.
Which you can't do that. Like, if you didn't get the work done, just be like, I didn't get it done.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's actually, I'm surprised how common this apparently is.
Yeah.
I didn't go to post-grad because I couldn't afford it. Now I'm like, man, I wish I would have just, I could just do it right now.
You could if you want to. But it is true that I believe, and we're joking about Barack Obama sweating. I bet there are a lot of people that you know who are freaking out because now you've got these conservative outfits like analyzing. It's really easy. I think they must have like computer programs or algorithms that can figure it out.
Well, I think the term you're looking for, if their pronoun is echo,
yeah,
then they can plagiarize whatever they want.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
So identify as an echo.
Very good. I like that.
That's cute.
Just go with that, yeah. This, to the very core of me, it bothers me because I hate grouping,
mm-hmm,
right? And this is why I hate grouping. Because if anyone was just innocently watching TV and they're like, huh, wow, two black people of power in the college cheated.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess they all cheat.
Mm-hmm.
So the message, and you can't argue with that because the odds of two is, it's crazy, right? But, and then you have to live in that stigma. So they're creating an environment,
mm-hmm,
that makes everyone will generalize. Well, if a black professor is in charge of a school, he probably cheated. Because that's what they'll put you in there. They're recreating the same thing. It used to be every time brothers walked into a grocery store, everyone needs to pay attention, mm-hmm, because that's all we saw. We only saw the negative things. Now at the highest level, we're seeing they're not interested in black candidates of character and of substance like the gentleman you're talking about. They're interested in blacks who fall in line with their programming, who will just echo,
mm-hmm,
what they say. And as long as you echo what they say, you will get treats like jobs you're clearly not qualified for. And if anybody challenges you, that's when you play the black card.
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone's like, oh, they're after her because she's black. No, they're after her because she's a plagiarist.
Yeah.
So that's polite racism I always talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a Klansman every day, any day of the week. We can sit across a table and say, I don't like you. I don't like you. Let's eat food. You go your way. I'll go my way.
Yeah.
By the way, tell your daughter I said hello.
All right. All right. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Ew. Okay. All right, enough. Do they really come for peace when they assault our police? A migrant mob viciously attacked a pair of NYPD's finest in Times Square on Saturday night. Surveillance footage shows an officer and a lieutenant telling migrants to move along, but the illegals soon pummeled them to the ground, beating, kicking, and punching them. I haven't seen violence like that since someone tried to snatch an Activia from Judge Jeanine. Four of the five illegals were arrested, charged with assault, and promptly released without bail. Or as Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg calls it, justice served. One of the thugs already had two open cases for assault and robbery. In NYC, that's what we call an underachiever. And this fifth loser was busted for attempted assault. Three more suspects are being sought, and the Manhattan DA's office says it's investigating, which is code for surfing porn until it's time to clock out. Meanwhile, entire pickpocketing teams of illegals are running amok all over the city. So now they're taking jobs from American pickpockets. What's next? Our precious American carjackers? Nearly 100 of these poor, downtrodden, innocent, hardworking asylum seekers are popping up as suspects in pickpocketing crews. I wonder who could have seen this coming. Speaking of the orange devil, yesterday, Democrat Congressman Robert Garcia lost his damn mind over Trump and his supposed proposals for the southern border. Watch.
Donald Trump actually has said that he wants to build alligator moats along the border. That's one of his incredible ideas. Another idea that Donald Trump has promoted is he actually wants to electrify the border fence and maybe even put some spikes on the border. Another idea, which I'm not sure how well it would go, is he wants to actually bomb northern Mexico with missiles. And finally, I think one of the ones that I think is the most grotesque is suggestions that instead we should maybe just shoot migrants in the legs as they cross the border. So once again, the Donald Trump and MAGA plan is alligator moats, bombing northern Mexico, shooting migrants in the legs, and electrifying the fence and putting spikes on them.
Wow, these are all great ideas. I kid, but am I really? I am kidding. Am I? But keep in mind, anonymous insiders were the ones who told the New York Times about the alligators, electric fence, spikes, and snipers back in 2019. Who even knows if that's really what Trump wants to do? Or if he was kidding when he said it? God knows I was joking when I said, great job, Kat.
Aw, thanks, guys.
But come on, alligators! We all know that the best border defense is a pod of hungry, bloodthirsty hippos. Michelle.
Yes.
So it's kind of weird, like that what happened in Times Square is like a microcosm of everything. Chaos versus order. And it's like in almost all walks of life right now, we're seeing more and more chaos.
And, you know, it's funny you use the word chaos because I watch that videotape and I say it, or recording, and I say to myself, people are calling the Republicans and the MAGA extremists and mm-hmm. Trump the party of chaos. Well, if that's it seems to me that if you reelected Trump, we'd have far less chaos than we've had in the last 3 years under Biden. Mm. This is disgusting. Yeah. We could not possibly have more chaos than we've had under this current president. The second part of this whole thing is, this is why you don't put those damn hearings on TV. Mm. These are like cartoon commercials for these candidates. And you're right. Notice they didn't put up any Truth Social posts or tweets or quotes mm-hmm. where Trump actually said that. Look, I'm no Trump apologist, but they didn't do that because there aren't any.
Right.
Because they took it from this anonymous source.
Yeah.
And then he made this big fun poster that was really kind of cool, and he'll fundraise off of it. These things turn into total circuses.
Yeah, you know, Kat, the upside is at least those attackers weren't dressed as cartoon characters. Because usually that's the case on Times Square.
Well, okay, so the New York Post also was sure to cite in the article, so I'll say now, that it's only a small percentage of migrants that are attached to crimes,
mm-hmm.
right? You also mentioned the guy who already has two open assault cases and robbery cases, and I just wanted to share the details of that because it's a little wild. At Macy's in Herald Square, he punched a loss prevention officer, and then an employee at a Nordstrom Rack, he pushed, punched, and bit.
Oh.
Bit. Imagine you're going to work at Nordstrom Rack, okay?
Yeah.
You're already bummed. You want to work at regular Nordstrom and you're you're working at the Rack, but you're like, maybe if I do a really good job at the Rack, I can go to the regular Nordstrom. And then someone comes in and bites you? That's insane. So all this to say, yeah, my issue with the guy is certainly not that he's a migrant. He's a madman.
Yeah.
People no, but it's do always not behave that way.
I know. But also, I said this today on The Five. It's not about the people. It's about the policies.
Yeah.
And the Dems always make it about, oh, you're talking about the people. They're mostly peaceful. No, we're talking about the policy.
Right.
I didn't know there was a rivalry between Nordstrom and Nordstrom Rack.
Well, there is and isn't. But here's the thing about Nordstrom's Rack. It's the only place you get plus-size shoes.
Yeah.
So I can never go to the regular Nordstrom, so I just lied to my children and said the rack was better.
What is the Nordstrom rack then?
That's, you're rich. That's why you don't know.
Oh.
It's where you get it as a
stuff.
Discount. Yeah.
Oh, I get it. It's like
the secondhand Nordstrom.
It's like you
would
be caught dead in a Nordstrom.
It's the bargain table at the pharmacy.
Yeah.
But I refuse to raise my children to believe that we do the lower end racking. You know.
What do you make of this, Tyrus?
Two thoughts. First, the mayor of New York City was a police officer, correct?
Yeah.
So you would think messing with our men and women in blue would be a really bad idea. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The years that they would stack up on you, because he's been there, mm-hmm. boots on the ground, but not. And while we're looking at that video, just so you know, these guys weren't trying to fight. They were trying to kick him in the head.
Yeah.
Kill shot. Although, it is a kill shot. They were trying to line him up and kick him in the head. They weren't holding him. They weren't even punching him. Every one of them were trying to kick the police officer in the head. Because when you kick somebody in the head, it's lights out. And then once they're lights out, then the stomping comes and everything else.
Yeah.
We're just lucky that the police officers kept moving and kept evading, even though they were dealing with one guy. So, again, you are also... The mayor has the power to do something with these district attorneys who are just letting them go.
Right.
You just let someone who attacked. What message does that send that to anyone? Forget illegal aliens. I'm not calling them immigrants. Forget the illegal aliens. Just regular crime in general. It's like the police are free. Nothing's going to happen to you. You can attack two policemen in broad daylight and be out in the afternoon.
If I walked around the corner and punched a cop, I'd be in jail for the foreseeable future.
Exactly.
I would not be out. And to Michelle's point, you talk about chaos. Trump was an agent of chaos. The past 3 years has been physical, legitimate chaos. Mm-hmm. And now the Biden administration is realizing chaos doesn't poll well. Mm-hmm. So they're changing up. They're saying, oh, no, I need Congress to give me authority to close the border. You have authority. And everything Trump did, you undid. Mm-hmm. And you canceled Remain in Mexico. And you canceled deportations. And you canceled the wall. And all you have to do tomorrow is sign a little order, and it all starts again. And by the way, alligators in the Rio Grande would be safer than it would be now, because they wouldn't get in the water with alligators. Yes. And now they get in the water and they are drowning every single
brilliant
day.
Brilliant idea. Thank you.
And put the alligators in the water, because you would save lives.
All right. Well, see you later, alligator. We're out of time. Racing to his next show. Dreamy Trace Gallagher, Michelle Tafoya, Kat Tipper, our studio audience. Fox News at Night with him is next. I'm Greg Gutfeld. I love you, America.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.